And welcome back, everybody, to the Off of the Helmets radio show right here on ESPN 103.3 on your FM dial and KESN. I'm Brady Tinker. Lael Collins and Chaz Green in the house talking about the NFC East leading Dallas Cowboys at 5-1. Before we get started, plenty of sponsorship stuff to do. If you want to sign a few more things, you can. Got several sponsors. The Drunken Donkey is where we hold this party on Tuesday nights. There are six more left to go. We will see what happens as the ride through the playoffs and the Super Bowl ensues. See how many shows we do during that. But we will be here at 4897 Highway 121 in the Colony for all six shows. Craft beers, Scratch Kitchen. This is not your usual sports bar. Yes, there are about 100 televisions, and it has a community feel. But the owners of this place grew up around chefs, grew up around people who cook. This is not your usual greasy wings coming in a greasy little bucket. This place has phenomenal food, hundreds of beers, local beers, craft beers, whatever it is that you want. This is the right place to watch football on Saturdays, on Sundays. World Series Baseball is certainly here. The NBA and the hockey are starting. FC Dallas kicking it. All of it is right here at the Drunken Donkey. Fast Lane Car Wash. If you're local, if you're a Frisco, Little Elm, the Colony person, right up Main Street. Right up Main Street to the best car wash in town. We all wash our cars. All of us. Cars, trucks, whatever it is we got. We Dallas people like them clean. But Fast Lane Car Wash sets themselves apart. In Little Elm, 2073 FM 423, which is Main Street. Unlimited wash coupons if you want, whatever you want. Free vacuums is certainly part of it, but only $6. And what I like is when I go in, my car is as dirty as it's going to be. When I come out, it's clean. And that seems like an oversimplification. But the truth is, most of the time when you pay $4, $5, or $6, your car ain't very clean. You got to go to the $21. You got to go to the – and they don't really care.
Yep, you got to get place, the expensive
you, yeah, you got to get the expensive one or you ain't getting clean, exactly. And they don't really care. These guys care. If you want the $6 outer car wash, they will make sure the front and the back are ready to go when you go in. They will towel dry all the way to the end. Man. They will offer you free vacuums, and that car will be clean. If it's not, they'll spin it again. Mm. Now, that is the kind of car wash that you want. No doubt about it. Thank you to our friends at Fast Lane Car Wash. And ExecuCar got Lael here tonight. Big thanks to them. They got him here, and they get him here every week. If you need a ride to the airport or the game, super shuttle. If you need a ride around town, you want to feel good about yourself, ExecuCar. They're one and the same. Personal or business, supershuttle.com or 1-800-BLUE-VAN for ExecuCar. All right, let's talk some Dallas Cowboys football. With two guys, I love the offensive linemen. As Chaz said, we're a different group. We're a close group. Offensive linemen have always been among the most fun for me to interview through the years. One, if you ask them a good question, they will generally give you a good answer. That seems simple, but it's not always the case with all professional athletes. If you ask them questions that actually have a little merit, you'll get a really good answer. You also find that they are a very close-knit group. They hang together. They know each other, frontwards and backwards, not how they're footsteps necessarily always work and all that. Yes, that's the truth. But they know each other. They know each other's families. They know each other's backgrounds. They get to know each other. They're a close-knit group. And the truth is they don't talk to us in the media a whole lot. They don't walk towards me in Oxnard saying, hey, you want to talk to me? They don't. They walk the other way. If I want them, I got to go get them. Offensive linemen are a little weird, but also a little fun and a little big. And so I have a little comparative shopping to do tonight. Chaz Green and Lael Collins are friends. Became friends because they got here the same year. Is that right? Did you know each other at all in the SEC?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
No.
So LSU for Lael Collins, Florida for Chaz Green. When they went to the combines to see where they might fit into this draft, they did certain things. They ran a 40. Both of them ran a 5.12 40. They bench press.
That can't be right. I'm
both of them shaking their heads think they're faster than the other. Both of them did the bench press. It's 225 pounds, right? You lay down, throw it up as many times as you can. Throw it up. 21 times each, right?
Uh-huh.
I got a kicker here.
That's funny, though.
That played with the Cowboys for 5 years that did how many? 25. David Beeler, former Cowboys
arms.
Kicker in the house tonight, threw it up 25 from USC. All right, 21 each. Broad jump. 9 feet for Lael, 8 feet, 10 inches for Chaz. All right, 2 inches. Somebody could have just got the measurements wrong. All right, vertical jump. 27.5 for Lael, 29 for Chaz. Not bad, right? That's right. I wrote it down. I wrote it down. It's not a misprint. Both SEC players, one from Florida, one from LSU, both of them stayed home. Local guys could have gone to – you could have ended up at USC together. Did you know that? Both of you recruited by USC, right? Could have been at USC together. Yeah. How different would that have been?
That would have been crazy.
You'd have been West Coast guys, yeah. right? You'd have both gotten on surfboards, right? You might never have come home.
Yeah.
Can I see you on a surfboard?
No, you can't.
I don't think so either. Chaz, surfboarding it?
Nah, man. I'm from a beachy area, though. But,
are you?
I'm not a surfboarder,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a surfboard guy either, no. But both of you stayed home, right?
Body surfing.
You're a Tampa guy, went to University of Florida. How close did you come to leaving town?
Oh, I was close. I was about to go to Tennessee for a minute.
Tennessee,
like,
okay.
Really, really close to going to Tennessee when Coach Lane Kiffin and them were there, when they were kind of turning that program around.
Right.
And it's funny because my parents actually graduated from University of Tennessee.
So that was a big thing, I'm
funny,
sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
But they didn't put pressure on me, though. I mean, they let me make my decision. But it wasn't a thing where I needed to stay home.
Was there any one thing that kept you at Florida in the end? You almost went to Tennessee but didn't. How come?
Man, I just felt like, you know, I took so many visits up to Gainesville. I just felt like it was right. You know, I got in a routine my junior year of high school. Where I was just, you know, I had my Friday night game, and then Saturday I knew I was going to the Gator game. I mean, as a recruit, it was just got routine.
So it seemed like a part of your life already.
Yeah, it just felt like it was just something that just felt like I'm most home. I knew most of the coaches. I knew all the recruits coming in, all the early signees. I mean, we were already developing our bond, so it just kind of felt like it was the right thing to do.
Okay, and Lael, how about you? A lot of schools came knocking on your door. Nah. Did you almost go to USC? Did you almost go anywhere else?
No, I didn't. That was a bunch – like USC and Auburn was my other two schools that I was really considering. But
USC is a long ways from mom.
Yeah, it
and
is.
And family, right?
When I took a visit out there, I knew it was too far.
Yeah.
You know, I knew I was on a plane too long. And, you know, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel the same as – just like he said, like I knew that on weekends I was going to LSU games. So it just felt like home. I knew everybody there. I was up there early as a recruit. And, you know, it turned out to be the best thing.
How much do your friends and family and stuff weigh on stay home? Stay home with us. Stay home with what you know. You know, you've been rooting for this program forever. That comes into play, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely comes into play. I mean, when you're just thinking about your family and them being able to see you play, of course you want to make it easier for everybody. And if it's the same opportunity to play there as it was everywhere else, you know, it was pretty much a no-brainer.
Well, plus it's the SEC, too. Right. So if you're thinking next level, which I'm certain you both were, playing in the SEC, being on TV every day, having a chance to win. If you win in the SEC, you know, you can already win in a couple of conferences that are in the NFL, right?
Sure.
So that certainly comes into play as well. Okay, did you know that Chaz is a Pilates guy?
I did know that.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Pilates. I've just seen some pictures and stuff. Are you still doing your Pilates?
Man, I go there. I go there definitely once a week. I try to get it.
You
there.
Do,
yeah.
And what do you get out of that? Why do you go?
It's something my agent had me do. When you talk to guys that played a long time in this league, I just made a conscious effort of trying to take care of my body. And Pilates is good with, you know, just keeping your core strong, making sure all the muscles are tight and everything in your body's feeling good. And it's more than just a workout. I work with a lady, Vicky Cooper. And she does MAT stuff as well. And she also, you know, she makes sure, you know, everything's firing properly. So it's just kind of like a treatment aspect as well as just, you know, making sure the body's good.
There
so.
You go. You're not a Pilates guy, Leo?
I'm not a Pilates guy.
No?
Not yet.
Would you try?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I'd try it. Yeah, but I'm not. I'm just a hot tub, cold tub, massage kind of guy.
I was going to say, it's
I like massage.
It's a process in itself to come to this league and figure out how to keep your body going.
Oh, yeah. That's the biggest thing, because your body is everything. So without it, you wouldn't be able to perform. So, I mean, I know for me for sure, just seeing from the first year to this year, the way my body is, I know for sure that, you know, how important it is now to take care of your body.
Can you imagine how you're going to feel when you're 30?
Man, I don't know.
I mean, Sean Lee was in here last week, and I'm telling you, I didn't know what to do. I wanted to do something for him. I went to give him a hug. He's like, "Touch me and you die." Sean Lee is a damn warrior who runs into everything at 155 miles an hour. And then on Tuesday, he wakes up and goes, "This ain't good. This ain't good." Talking Dallas Cowboys football, 5-1, leaders in the NFC East with the hated Philadelphia Eagles coming to town. More Off of the Helmets, talking to Chaz and Lael when we return right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.